Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live of the Day with Jay. I am your host, and we have a very good show for you today. Today's March 31st, 2016. We're going to be talking today. And you know, I think I might have a couple of guests calling in, but it's okay if they don't. But we're going to be talking today on, just as the show's title is, why must we stand on lies? Why must we stand on lies in our community? Why must we continue to fall prey to some of the people who claim they got the better interests of the people that's running for office, that's in office, that desire to be in office, that talk about being in office, that talk about being leaders in the community, that want to be leaders in the community, that are leaders in the community? Why do we continue to listen to their bigotry, the lies, the deceit, and their straight up gangster appeal to people that do not feel the way that they feel? Why do we continue to play prey to those who claim they got our better interests? Number to call is 347-945-7405. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to play a clip, and I'm talking to the black community right now. I'm talking to the black community because we continue to say that there are things that we need to be doing in our community. Our community can't get ahead. Our community can't do this. Our community can't do that. But we have some damn snakes in our community. We have snakes in our community that need to be upheld and put, well, you know what? We're going to talk about them on my show. We're going to talk about them on my show because you know what? I have heard the rhetoric that's being used. And I'm talking in the Gaston area, the Gastonia, North Carolina area. I've heard the rhetoric that's been used about my show. Feel free to bring your ass on my show so we can talk about it. Yeah, if it sounds like I'm a little heated, I am, y'all. You know what? I take you guys very serious. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about, later on, we're going to talk a little bit about a new segment that I got coming on in the next few weeks. And you remember, I've always told you guys that I wanted you to have some sort of financial planning. That's part of the progress and the growth in the community. I've always told you that. Well, we're putting something together that you guys are going to really, really enjoy in the next few weeks. And it's going to be a mind blower with the things that you come to find out from the people that I have assembled to put before you. I'm going to give you your own financing planning, your own financing planning segment, to where we will be able to speak to someone who knows what's going on and who can get you guys in that direction that you need to be in. Number to call is 347-945-7405. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Independent Artist Festival, the fourth annual Independent Artist Festival that's coming up this year, July 23rd, matter of fact, and we still are needing donations, guys, so please, please, please help us out any way you can. I got a lot of stuff to get off my chest today. You guys are not going to believe half the things that I expose you to today. You're not going to believe half the things that we talk about today, but I promise you, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and for those of you who sneaking around running your mouth, Trust me. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, definitely live in a day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here,
your job,
that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really?
I mean, really? You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you. I saw you. Look in my way. I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got treats. We can cruise to the beach. If you in the muse, tell me where you wanna be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night angel, be numerous. You let me.
Thank you. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's Hope.
You are now listening to Lively Today with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Show number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I think we're gonna have Metro from Grandacier Music. He will be joining us in just a little bit. I think he's got some stuff going on in the studio, but we're gonna see if we can get him to take a break so he can tell us a little bit about what's going on with some of the artists that signed to Grandacier Music. There is so many things that we need to get straight in this community. A lot. We have the general election coming up. And for those of you who don't know, the general election, that's when you vote for some of the local chairs that are up in the presidential race, along with state, Senate, Congress, district, all that good stuff. But let me start by saying there are some clowns in our area that are running for office. There are some snakes in our area that is running for office. There are some things that you as voters need to really, truly understand. Without giving you too much, because trust me, and I want you guys, I have not let you down since 2009, but I want you guys to know that I'm going to give you everything that you want. And I see your emails. I hear your chat room talk. I see you in the emails. I'm going to give you everything you want. Give me a little time. This is going to be a progressive rant. I'm going to progressively rant and rave until I get the masses of the people in this area to listen. We have some people that are running for office that should not be running for office. We got some people that really likes to power trip. It'll be easy for me to start naming off people right now. I'm not going to do it yet. I might do it on tomorrow's show. I might do it on Monday's show. Trust me, I'm going to do it. Just won't be today. There's a few clips I am going to play just to get you guys in the same mindset that I am in right now. You know, I hear lots of things. I'm involved in lots of things. And one of the things that I'm hearing is that the show is not on in relevant places, relevant stations. Sure, so I'll say that. And because it's not on in relevant stations and times, it's local. It's just what it is. It's small. It's local. Let me enlighten you. While we are on the air, let me enlighten you Miss Big Mouth. Not only is this show national, but it's an international show. So you will know, and you can go run and tell this, so you will know, this show is on in Chicago, Miami, Houston, Seattle, L.A., New York. Yeah, we get play in New York also. Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas, Little Rock to be exact. I can keep naming. I can get down to specifics. And it's going to be a matter of time before this show will be on SiriusXM. And starting back in May, we will be back on 1450 AM here in the Carolinas. So you're going to run tell that. So when I start name dropping and when I start talking, all of those places that I name, they're going to hear who I have to talk about on my little show. I'm so aggravated right now with the things that's going on in this area, in the Gaston County area, till it's pathetic. We have teachers who don't get paid enough. My wife's one of them. Don't get paid enough. We have communities with off the chart high school dropout rates, high school teenage pregnancy, drugs, crime. No sort of guidance anywhere. And we worried about what I say on the radio or what I play? Are you serious? I could really make you mad and play all the music that I want to play, but the engineers won't let me play it. They tell me I shouldn't play it right now. I'm not going to say they won't let me play it because it's my show. I play what I want to. I hear so many people talk about why we can't get to the next level out of our communities. Well, one, we don't take what's going on within our community serious. There's too much slack talk and gossip. There's too much bigotry and jealousy. There's no camaraderie. But yet and still, we want to see each other fail. I don't understand that. But let me bring up Donald Trump's name. Oh, my goodness. For those of you who listened to the show last week, you'll know what I'm referring to. I said something about Donald Trump, and I had everybody and their mama from Buttermilk, South Carolina, to Soap Dish, Idaho, calling me, saying what they think I was wrong about for saying the things I did. Well, I don't care what you think. And I know you guys, I see you. I know you guys say this is out of my character because it is out of my character. I don't speak to my listeners like this when I am on the air. But you know what? Some people got me pretty ticked off. And it's time to start being a little more vocal, which I know I can. You know the saying, you should never awaken a sleeping giant. Well, I think you have just done that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. We're going to talk a little bit. Guys, I know I'm on a rant and rave. We're going to talk a little bit more, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this finance segment that we got coming up. In the next couple of weeks coming up, that is. You guys don't want to miss that. I'm going to tell you about some of the guests we're going to have next week. You guys don't want to miss any of that stuff. I'm telling you, we are getting ready to take this show on a whole new level. 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Of our once believed that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Whatever other negative characteristics you can think of,
wherever they are, the symbols of the
day. And because
whether they are in Johannesburg,
on me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Broadway,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
our
Memphis, Tennessee,
me
the cry is always the same.
Being,
we want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Jesus Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
And there it is. Now go tell that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, I'm trying to bring it down a little bit. I promise you I am. And I think with my next guest, I think I might be able to bring it down a little bit. Because you guys know him as Metro, and he's my homie. He's my man. You know, he's been down with me ever since day one. We've been having these festivals. And you guys, I promise you, you have not heard the last from their clique. But without further ado, bring my man on the show, none other than Metro from Grandossier Music. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Chilling, man. What's going on with you?
Man, I tell you what, it's been crazy.
Oh, yeah. Been a crazy year already.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy. What's going on? What you been getting into?
Hey, man, just, you know, just staying in the studio, just staying busy, working with new artists every day. Just trying to keep the love of the music going. Woke up yesterday with a song on my heart. So I've been writing, working on it, working on new stuff. So, you know, trying to get it in.
Hey, you ain't kidding nobody. I know, and I know Empire didn't help last night even.
Oh man, I was up in that. I always say, I see myself as like the Lucius Lyon. You know, you gotta have that strong will to go get it.
Yeah.
People gotta realize, man, when you're trying to do this music stuff, and you fully invested, you know, some people can understand why would he kill his son last night? Why would he tell his son he'd kill him? I said, you know, when you fully invest into a company and you put all you got in it, you don't want to see somebody try to take it from up under you and just try to run with it crazy like.
No doubt.
Whatever.
No doubt. Hey, you know, I think it was crazy, going back to the season finale, and I'm going to get off Empire's sack, but going back to last season's finale, I was, I messed around and my kids had something recorded. I had to record it. My kids messed me all up. They had something recorded and I didn't get half of it. And so I'm scrambling.
Oh, man.
I ended up, you know, speaking with, speak to Reverend Al Sharpton a lot. So I ended up speaking to his daughter, and she found somebody who had it, and we ended up watching it. It was crazy, man. It was real crazy. That ain't happening this year, though. I'm watching Empire every Wednesday. Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. I know that. Hey, I got to, man. Look, I love it. I see myself being there one day, so hopefully soon we will be the Empire. Instead of us watching the Empire on Wednesdays, we will just be that ourselves. So hopefully that's coming soon, man. We keep grinding it out. We keep doing this music. We're going to be there sooner than later.
No doubt. Tell me, man, tell the listeners a little bit about what's going on with Grand Dossier Music, man. What y'all got going on?
Hey, man, Grand Dossier, we still, you know, rocking still with the music. Like I tell people all the time, man, I'm still looking for new hungry artists every day. I'm looking for people that's going to be hungry, people who are going to push me. I still got my same people, K-Pops are still there, B. Caliente still there, Gutter Music, he's still rocking with us. But, you know, I'm still looking for people that's going to be hungry, people who want it, like, really bad, with no excuses. I know people have kids and all, but there's a lot of people in the music game with kids that still make it. You know, I don't want nobody to put no excuse in the way of why they can't. I got two myself, and I push hard every day. So, you know, just that's basically it, man. But like I tell people, I'm looking for new artists every day. I'm looking for writers, too. So if anybody out there in the radio land listening, Grand Dossier Music is looking for writers. I'm talking about writers with music, writers for plays, writers for scripts. I'm looking for all of it.
Yeah, now you were saying, I don't want to let the cat out the bag, but I know you were saying a little bit about doing a play. Is that something that you're still looking at doing?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I didn't need some writers because, like, I basically got 60% of it done. I just don't want every character to sound like it's coming from one person.
Right.
I don't want to have the redundancies going through after the play. Like, oh, okay, it was limited as far as his writing. You know, I try to make sure I cover everything. I don't want nobody to knock me on. Okay, it was a good, solid foundation of what they wanted to talk about, but the writing was so plain, and I don't want that to happen. I want it to be good from start to finish. Production of it, music-wise, I want everything to be good.
So, well, and I'm just going to throw this out there. Whenever you guys get this done, whenever you start to release nationally your plays, man, get us audio so we can play the play in its entirety on the show and put up links to where people can come and purchase it if you're going to have it on video for purchase and all that good stuff. You know, we got to do it together.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's something that I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
I talked last week about how, and we've had this conversation before, but I talked last week about how music is being so instrumental when it comes to the progression of not only the Black community, but all communities.
Mm-hmm.
And it has its place in politics, believe it or not. I think I'm looking at a joke when it does, but in your eyes, do you think the average hip hop artist now is helping or hurting the legacy of rap music?
Hurting? I mean, it's hurting for the simple fact of when you think about, even though a lot of people were mad at Straight Outta Compton, the movie, a lot of older people were mad at it because they said, you know, they didn't do anything forward because it was more of a rebellious state of mind. Well, if you think about anything that moved forward, Black people have been born on rebellions. I mean, if you want to talk about it, Martin Luther King was rebellion. He didn't want to go with the system. Malcolm X was rebellion. So when you think about music, you know, I love NWA for that because they said, you know, F the police and gave you insight on what's going on, so it helped push stuff forward. Today's music, well, one, I don't understand what they're saying. So I don't know how that's helping me as a culture to move forward because I don't know what you're talking about. And then all the other stuff you are talking about, you're talking about drugs, women, stuff that means nothing. And me, one of my producers was talking the other day, thinking that this is going to pass by. This whole new music wave is going to pass by. And it's staying, man. It hurts. I mean, yeah, you got both sides, you know, Caucasian brothers and sisters listening to music, Black people listening to music. and it's all like dance music, it's even keel, but it's like it's not helping us none. Well, how's that helping us as a coach to move forward? It is not.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I hope you got a couple minutes. I hope you got a couple minutes because I want to, you know, for the listeners who are just joining us, I want to play something that you guys have done. I want to play some of your music, and I think I'm going to play a little bit of that Gutter and Caliente just to give a little taste of what Grandossier does. But you're absolutely right. It has no substance. Now, when you have people that come into your studio or that you're ready to sign this, that, and the other, and they want that type of music, how do you guide them away from that? How do you get them from the mainstream hoopla and hypnotizing mess that we got playing on the radio? How do you get them from that to what you end up putting out for them?
I just try to tell people, man, you got to sell yourself. You got to, if you want to have a long, if I ask people what they want to do. Do you want to be good or do you want to be great? If you want to be good, you do what's on the radio. If you want to be great, you have to sell yourself. And if that's not you, don't do what's not you, because that's only a limited window there of that anyways. Because then people going to see past the BS and who you are. They're going to know that that doesn't work for you. And so you want to, if you want people to, like, you look at the Jay-Z's of the world, LL Cool J's of the world, the Nas of the world, even Biggie, and Biggie only did 3 albums, and he's been dead for the last 17 years. They put themselves into the music. That's why their music can keep going and people still love who they are. Even Tupac. That's why people still love who they are. I mean, you think about people who was out 5 years ago. Mike Jones, a couple years back before that, you don't even know what that guy had no more. You don't even listen to his music no more because it's not nothing that's going to help. So you got to sell yourself. You have to put yourself into your music and not do, well, if I do this song like they did on the radio, man, it's gonna get me out there. All right, but once it gets you out there, what's your next hit? And if you're still trying to be copycat, you don't have another hit. So now you're going to get dropped or nobody going to remember who you are. And, you know, in the music game, it's the only way people going to – I mean, when you have hits after hits, it's the only way you're going to be remembered. I mean, think about Michael Jackson. That dude is never going to die. Elvis never going to die because their music going to keep them alive because it meant something. They put themselves into it first. They didn't say, well, we're going to go – by what's hot on the radio, what's the norm right now. And that's why I try to tell people, don't go by that. I mean, that's just false hope given to you because that's going to pass by. And then what you going to do when the next phase comes in? You have to be able to just put you in it. Look at J. Cole. He's just doing him. Cole is doing him, and people love it because he's just being real with the people.
You're right.
Until you can understand what he's saying. That also helps. Cause young thugger, I'm still trying to figure out why and how is that hype? If somebody can please call and explain that to me, how and why is that good music?
You know, we reached out to J. Cole's people, man, and they haven't said yes, but they haven't said no. So hopefully I can get J. Cole on here in the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping so.
Oh.
Being that it's home team, I don't see why not. And I just put it out there like, because I know y'all listening. I don't see why not, being that his home team. So somebody in his camp talked to somebody to talk to somebody to talk to somebody, talk to him. And let's see.
And let's get it on there.
That's right. So I'm going to play this song real quick. So people will get an understanding of what caliber of music that you guys are putting out. So I'm going to play this Gutter and this B. Caliente, and we're going to come back and we'll rap a little bit more. I ain't going to hold you much longer.
All right.
Trying to make it by the day. When you made the wrong choices, they don't care what you gotta say. And I'm just an average Joe, plan on leaving the hood. And my short term goals is making sure my daughter's good. Well, haters, they don't never wanna see you shine. But as long as you work, and you keep your peace of mind, you can make it. Don't never let them tell you you can't. Just put the front path down, make it your business today. I ain't never had the whips or the cars or the chains. When Mom Duke left, she took my heart and left her brain. No days were the same, all my blunts filled with pain. Lynch mob story like I don't even feel the rain. Underrated, never faded, set in the bar. I keep my head to the sky, cause I wanna touch a star. Life ain't easy, it's just what you make it. Everybody smelling kush, my team smell greatness. I'm on a mission to get it, matter of fact, better living. And the way it's looking, I don't care how they feeling. My family trying to eat,
they will.
I got kids to feed. Every day people work, so that's me.
Every day people
the same, walk by my own rules, play my own games. Things change when you expand, but that's life, yo. You gotta take the bumps and bruises, it's called survival. Trying to make it to the top won't stop like Puffy Combs. And when I do break off, everybody where I'm from, the OGs taught me well, make sure I was good. Didn't put a pack in my hand, they drove me to school. Auntie got the liquor house, throwing barbecues. Pull the spades out of Tonka, we can throw horseshoes. Southside where I'm from, got my city on my back like some shoulder pads. They cheer for me to run it back. Rent due, bill come, need food and baby shoes. Car payment, you name it, just pray for a nigga. Work for my last name, keep the legacy going. Everything I learn, I teach my kids and show them. Show them. I was born to do it to death, built tough like Ford. I ain't know where I was going, but I know where I'm from. Watch out for the signs, cause they very attractive. Every day people make the world matter. Be Cali.
Every day people.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Man, I'm telling you. You guys got something, man, that I love, and I hope that they caught every last jewel that was in that song, because they, man, I'm telling you, they in there.
Oh, yeah.
I need that back on my show.
Gotcha. We can do that. We can get that back on there.
The festival's coming up. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it off the air, but this year I got to have you guys involved. And all the buffoonery that happened last year, we're not even going to entertain that. But I need you guys in the festival this year. It's going to be a grander stage. It's going to be a lot of things going on. It's going to be a lot of opportunities, and I really need you guys involved.
We definitely do that, man. You know, we always down to help the cause, man, especially for the home team. You done had our back. We got your back, so we down for whatever, man. You just let us know what you need from Grandizier. We in the building.
That's right. Now, for those who are out here who want to get at you, who got music or want to get their music in your hands, how can they get their music to you guys?
I just tell people always, man, you can email me at grandizier north at yahoo.com, which is GRANDOSIA North at yahoo.com. I'm always checking that every day. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, which is The Real Metro. You'll see me in a picture of K-Pasta sitting there in the Grand Dossier logo in the background on my Twitter account. So that's how you get in contact with me. And once you get in contact with me, like I said, we start off emails, but if it's something that I really like, I will give you a call. So it's not nothing for me to give my number out to people. I mean, I tell people I'm in the game of music. So me giving somebody my number, I don't keep that private because I'm trying to make this money. I'm trying to help people get to another level in their career where they want to be at. You hit me at those two locations, and I'm always checking it.
No doubt. No doubt. And you always can come through me on the show, and I will most definitely make sure that they get in touch with you, which, you know, I still need to get at Sue, but you know what?
Right.
We've been missing each other. Hey, she called me and I called her. We just been missing each other. But when you talk
to her, call is there.
Yeah, tell her I will get with her. We just been missing each other. That's all it is to it.
And two, to the point of anybody trying to reach out to Grand Dossier Music, man, just bring your A game. That's all I tell people. Bring your A game. Be serious about what you want to do in life, and we can always work. If you serious, I'm serious. I'm going to go 110 if you go 110. I just signed on with this new group. I just signed on with this new group. Give me a minute. I'm trying to look what their name is. Called Capture It All. Capture It All is a new group I just signed on with as far as doing video. They working up under Grand Dossier, whatever, doing the video thing. It's called Capture It All. Trying to team up with them. So when I do videos, pictures, you know, it's stuff that we offer here at Grand Dossier for you. So when you come and join the team, we got everything going on. We got studio. We got a photographer, somebody shooting film for us to do videos. We got the whole nine over here at Grand Dossier. So we just working and doing it big. Capture It All, they signed on with me. So we just trying to take it to the next level every time we get a chance to. And anybody really want to work, get with Metro. We going to take you to where you want to be at.
You know what? Get me some information on that new crew that you with, because you know I'm looking for somebody to shoot a commercial for me for this festival coming up, and for just the radio show period to shoot a commercial for me, because we're gonna get that commercial to run on Bounce and CBS. So
okay, cool.
Yeah,
I was just talking to the person, because the person that's heading up named Brandy. She just talked to me last night. She's talking about doing a some good promotion for Capture It All. So I'm definitely gonna get with you off the air and tell you some things that we talked about last night. And I'm supposed to go meet with her in the next hour about some new things. And if she was talking about doing some commercials for businesses or whatever. So I make sure I just slide that in there for you.
Yeah, that
and
man,
I can send you a link.
Work.
I can send you the link of some of the work that's been putting in right now, so you can see what it looked like.
That will work. That will work. Well, you know what, man? As always, you my man, 20 grand and all, and I really appreciate you coming and letting us know what's going on with Grand Dossier, man. We need to get together off the air, because I got a lot to tell you. You have no idea. I'm gonna tell you a lot, and I know my listeners like, well, tell us too, but I'm gonna tell you guys, but I'm gonna tell you a lot. All right.
Okay, that'll work, man.
So my man Metro from Grand Dossier.
Salute.
Hey man, I'll get at you.
Okay.
All right, peace. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. I keep telling you guys, it's going to get even better. It's going to get even better. You guys need to just continue to support the show. And I know you will, because I have the greatest listeners in the world. And I'm ready to take you guys on that next level with me, because we get ready to do some great things, some great things, great things. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
black surrounded me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beams. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Heard when the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down, then I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever, questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring I share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down to be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent. Never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle to stay on time takes muscle. Hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No time for friends that wanna fake and become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they circle in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018, The Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
Yo, it's Ugly Boy Lope, and I'm back in the station. I'm finna share with y'all my complications of falling in love and out again. Feel me? Crazy, man. 2020 days of falling in love.
People,
I love you.
It's crazy.
crazy how so-called love could be for me. Cause from the start I tell her Miss Quick she's all I need, and she believe it. At this point I feel like I have reached my achievement. Soon I will catch her alone indecent. Neighbors hear the bed frame screeching from the morning to the evening, from the evening to the night. Wake up the next morning, I'll be nowhere in sight. Being tied down ain't my type. And just last night I was like, I'ma do you right. But you say I left you heartbroken because words have been unspoken. Baby, no joking. Even if a dozen roses make you feel hurt, I'ma probably die to show my effort doing work for what you worth. It's worth a try. Being solo then pleasure the days that pass by. We go back and forth by separating. So you wanting me to be beside.
Yeah, that feels good. That feels great.
Why she want me to buy her nice gift? Why she thinking I'm rich? But take note of this, my swag will uplift. Better make it known, not mistaken. When she get home, baby, you could show me complete domination. Walk in it, I'ma say take them. You gon' say take me, and when we both awaken, your feelings have grown greatly. We disconnect and recollect, cause you know I drive you crazy. Talk that thing. Mark that thing, mark that thing, then restart that thing. But when we move apart, you complain. So yo, girl, even if a dozen roses make you still hurt, I'ma probably die to show my effort doing work. But what you worth is worth the try. Being solo and pleasure the days that pass by. We go back and forth by separating. So you wanting me to be beside. What's that about? Like young Lope, boy, you crazy. Walk around trying to get at every single lady. True, but I ain't having no babies. So what is really the point? She hotter than the cherry end of a joint. No fruits and berries, we get straight to the point. And it's a little love lost, but more love gained. And every time we do it, I do my thing.
My thing.
Feel me? Don't let that ride out.
See you head nodding.
Nod your head.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, I did not get, and I apologize, I did not get to the clips that I wanted to play, which would have led me into talking about some of the idiots that I've been wanting to get across to you guys that we need to, look, I'm going to stop stumbling over my words and just tell you. It is crucial that we know who we're voting for in this next general election in Gaston County. In a few weeks, there's a couple of things that's going to happen. I'm going to give you my take on all the candidates, and it's going to get interesting. I promise you it's going to get interesting. And I'm reaching out to the local papers to see if I can print, which I know I can, print my views of or my take on the candidates, that will be running for local office. I like to take time, and I did not get to thank Little Rock, Arkansas,
Montgomery, Philly, South Philly. Thank you guys for joining the show. Thank you for bringing us back, because I know that we have a huge following in those areas. And Bakersfield, California, I can't forget you guys. You guys are awesome to me all the time. Thank you. I love you guys. I love you guys. I will take you with me when I go to the next level. As I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So without further ado, you guys check out tomorrow's show. We might do a little mixing tomorrow too, give y'all my skill set and let you see what I can do. But check out the show tomorrow. We got a lot going on. The phone lines will be open, and I promise you, it will be a great show. God bless.